So my flatbread has arrived with beautiful topping on it. It is on a black board, but it is a wooden board. Looks a bit like a mat that you would put under a plate, but on it, and it's used as a plate, is the flatbread. And I've had a mouthful of it. That is actually delicious. I like spelt anywhere. Might be one of the rare people that knows about spelt. And it's a very old grain. It's an old cereal and is much healthier than wheat could ever be. And I'm just looking around me. I'm sitting at a square table on a wooden chair. And there's the chairs as well. They've got different types of chairs. You've got your wooden chairs. You've got some with where the seat is leather, and I'm sitting on a wooden chair with a bit of cushioning on it. It's quite comfortable, but I was intrigued about the name of this place, Flat Planet. Our planet isn't flat. The bread is flat, yes, but now I've seen to my right an old map of the world, and it's in German. It is called Die Erde, our Earth, our planet. As I said, it's a bit industrial in its decor as you come in. And it's got exposed pipes on the ceiling. And when you come downstairs, it's a bit more comfortable. And it's inviting you to stay down there. Although there's also an area where there's just a very narrow bar where you can sit. Now, again, when it comes to coffee, and you know very well, I'm so into my coffees. I'm reviewing loads of coffees. But I inquired at the bar what kind of coffee they serve here. And it is by a roaster called Matthew Algie. In Scotland, and I'm impressed because not only is there a roasting date on it, the 13th of the 9th, so today we're the 17th, it's only 4 days old, but there's also a best before stamp on it, which is only 3 months from now, so that's a very good sign. However, I asked if there is possibly some Robusta in this espresso blend, and there is. On the package itself, it doesn't say how much Robusta, but sadly I have to pass because my system can only take 100% Arabica beans. Robusta is a bit more purging, and I'm extremely sensitive to it. So sadly, I can't have the experience of their espresso here, which I would have loved to do. So it's an interesting place, and I'm sure I'll have to come back and meet the owner of it, because I'm really interested.